people really don't know what their expenses will be because they don't know how long that they're going to live.
Obviously, the older you are, the more secure your income you are.
It's going to more safe things that they know. If they know they're going to need that money to supplement their retirement, well, then you can't play that risk.
Welcome to From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith. Robert has been an expert in the financial services arena for over 30 years, and now he wants to teach you a few tricks of the trade. And now, From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Good morning. How are we all? And welcome to episode 3 of From Diapers to It Depends, where we do anything that talks about your money. And, you know, it's interesting because today we are in the most contentious part I think we've ever had in our country with respect to our political environment. And what most people don't realize is that whoever runs this country actually helps to determine the fate of your financial future, right? That's something that people are often missing when it comes to casting your vote. And so when you start thinking about who you're going to vote for in this election, and I'm not just talking about the presidential election, but also in your local and federal, because those particular individuals are the ones that actually write legislature or the rules and regulations, if you will, about how your money works, right? In other words, for example, in the real estate world, you are looking at what are the property taxes. Now, we've talked a little bit about this in the past, but one of the things you might not be aware of is that you can actually never own your house. And I know I said this so many times for so many years, that people are under the misconception that my house is paid for. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. Try not paying your real estate taxes and then tell me how much of that house you actually get to own. Because as you know, the government can take that away, right? That's one thing that's very important, is that you have to understand you still got to pay your taxes. You got to pay your HOA. You got to have homeowners insurance in most cases. So your house is never really paid for. And then you have all the expenses that go along with that. So one of the most misunderstood concepts is home ownership, and that actually does relate back to your political decisions. And let me kind of drift back just a little bit on that particular topic. So you understand, number one is that your real estate taxes can be controlled by the legislature, right? So they have to vote on what your tax rate would be. Well, there are different areas, like for example, where I spent a lot of time, which was Texas, where the tax rate on the real estate was so high that it was drowning people, and it actually drowned seniors because it didn't prohibit them from raising taxes on seniors. So it was driving them out of their home. So this is a home that theoretically could have been paid for, but if someone didn't prepare financially properly and didn't have enough assets in the, you know, to create that retirement income, ultimately they could have ended up losing their house, or at least selling it and then finding a smaller place or a different location or a different state, simply because whoever was running the legislature, whoever was making the rules, actually affected our status financially. So that's an important perspective. And, you know, now with this contentious election, that's in contention, I got to say that, right? Okay, so some words I just can't say, right? The contentious election, what we have to understand is that whomever we vote for, and our vote does count, right? It's that that individual will, or that administration will assist in where we end up going in the future. That's going to be an important consideration that we have to consider. So let's kind of go into some of the things, because, you know, years ago, I was very limited in what I would call my political involvement, right? I didn't spend much time campaigning or doing anything specifically other than my own opinion. And born in New York, raised in California, spent time in different ethnicities, you know, what you start to realize is that there's always this different perspective, and the perspectives are predicated on where our parents were, where our community was, where other people were, and we weren't necessarily casting our ballot based on what we thought. We were casting on what other people, or the, what I'm going to say, the people were leading us towards, right? We're trying to go in that same direction so we can be part of that crowd. And yet, at the end of the day, maybe somebody else's circumstance is way different than ours, and ultimately we're making a decision for somebody else, right? So let's kind of hasten back, if you will, and let's talk about some of the things that are going on and how that might affect you. So last week we talked briefly about the interest rates, right? And the interest rates under the current administration actually skyrocket. Now, if you were earning money in the bank, and you were saving money in a CD, you might have felt very good about the interest rates going up because you got to see some return. But conversely, if you were in a position where you were buying a house or paying your bills, it actually had the reverse effect. So if you're doing both, if you're both buying a home and you're saving money, which sometimes is controversial in and of itself, you get to a point where you realize it's a wash. You're earning on one side, but you're sending it back on the other because you didn't control your finances. So it's important to understand that who we have running this country could also have an impact on how our financial future stems, right? How it goes from there. Now, in addition to that, we can go back to how does that affect our 401k? Now, you know, it's interesting. I've been looking at a lot of memes lately talking about how we are better off today because the stock market is higher, right? That's an important consideration. The stock market is higher. Well, we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later, but I will bring to this to the forefront is that most people are not in the stock market. There's about 40 to 50%, maybe we'll tip a little bit above 50 that actually have a 401k or have any type of investment in the stock market. So for half the country, if the market's going up and you happen to have the right investment allocation strategies, you might be seeing some growth, right? So you're going, oh my God, this is great. But conversely, if you're not even in it, it doesn't mean anything, right? So understand that you can't base everything totally on where the stock market heads. That's an important consideration. Now, for some people, that's going to be good. But for you, where are you today? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to vote? So these are some of the groundwork we want to talk about. Now, again, if you'd like to partake in our show today, you can dial in, which we certainly appreciate it, at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. My name is Robert Bobby Goldsmith, and we are here to talk about your money and your future and how what's happening in the world actually gets affected today. So we're going to bring up some subjects as we kind of progress. Now, again, today there's some huge things going on in the political world. They will maybe come back to affect you, or maybe you have to think about where this affects the whole country. I think it was Leonard Nimoy in the Star Trek adventures, right? Didn't he say something about, and I don't have the quote directly, so this is just paraphrased at the moment. And that is that the need of the many outweigh the need of the one, right? And that's what we have to think first, that we have to get healthy as a country so that we can help everybody else. If we can't be healthy first, then you can't help anyone. And the analogy I would give, and I do a lot of travel by air nowadays, is that when you're doing, or when you're getting on the airplane and they make the announcements about the safety, they say, if in case of an emergency, there's going to be an oxygen that comes down from the top of the plane, right? And it's going to actually tell you to put it on yourself first so that you can help other people. Because if you try to help somebody else, but by default, you end up perishing, you didn't help anybody. So you got to take care of yourself first, and then you can help take care of other people. When it comes to our country, I believe we got to take care of the country first, and then we can help other people. So I can go on and talk about all my political perspectives on how these things have been affected and how they're actually affecting you. And we just don't realize it. So those are some of the considerations, some of the points of contention that most people are missing out on. And we want to definitely cover these topics today. So again, if you have any questions or you have any thoughts and you want to kind of chime in on some of the things that are happening within the country, we'll bring that up. And let me just now set the stage for the political perspective that I know everybody is seeing, because this has been the wildest 2 weeks in any political era I think I've ever experienced in my lifetime. And certainly there's a lot of that that has already gone by. So let's talk about what has happened. We have the attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump. We have now Joe Biden, the current president, stepping down from his political campaign and determining he's not going to be running for office. We have Kamala Harris stepping in. At least that's what it seems to be as the presumptive nominee. And there's a lot of different aspects on how each of these sides wants to run the U.S. of A. And again, I hearken back to that because that's going to determine where you can go financially, right? So, for example, we talked a little bit at the beginning of this about buying a home, right? And we said that you'll never own your home. But the interest rates, okay, will make a difference. So can you afford to buy a house if the price of housing is climbing and the cost to finance it is also stepping up? Then the question you have to ask yourself is, where are you going to be and where do you want to be? Now, I know that I said at the beginning of this that you never really own your house. But I am going to tell you this, that real estate has probably generated or created more millionaires than most other types of avenues within the country from the entrepreneurial sport. So that doesn't mean that real estate is a bad investment. Real estate is a great investment. We all know that. We know that over the years, real estate has gone straight up. We also know that financing is critical to the ability to own real estate. But all of that plays into how much you get to keep of your hard-earned money because of how government regulations exist. So as we start to progress into where we're going to be over the rest of the show and where we're going to be over the rest of our lives, it's going to start with our understanding the number one thing in America is our ability to cast our vote and then make a decision for where we are going to be. We're going to actually bring that up in the next segment. Again, my name is Robert Bobby Goldsmith. We are on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Again, to dial into our show, it's 727-441-3000. Again, it's 727-441-3000. Toll free, 866-826-1340. We are on Tan Talk Radio Network, that's 1340 on your dial. So let's tune in. And I look forward to seeing you on the flip side. Again, this is Robert Bobby Goldsmith, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Shrink and Wrap Show here on Tan Talk Radio. Our stories and our topics will include but are not limited to everyday issues. We're here for you, for our listeners. We want to know what's important to you. So again, don't miss us on Tan Talk Radio. Tune in again, Shrink and Wrap Show. We'll see you then.
That's the Shrink and Wrap Show every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Pet Buzz, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Eric from the Knife and Fork Radio Show. Tune in every Thursday morning between 9 and 10 a.m. where we talk about everything restaurant, food, and drink related. The phone lines will be open, and we will love to take your call-ins and hear about all of your experiences. Once again, it's the Knife and Fork Radio Show every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back. This is Robert Bobby Goldsmith, your financial advisor for more than 30 years, and we are here to talk about your money. And today we're actually talking a little bit more about how the political environment affects or could affect the potential growth, savings, and accumulation of wealth over your lifetime. Some of the things that certainly are coming up in this next election, and this is going to be important, is there were what's called the Trump tax cuts, right? That was the act of 20, I believe it was 17, took effect in 2018. And there were some rules and regulations that people just didn't understand. Now, why is it that so many people misinterpret what actually was done during the Trump tax cuts? And the answer is because most people don't understand the tax system, right? They focus almost entirely on taking their 1099s or the W-2s, taking it to their accountant with some of their expenses, letting their accountant file their return. But they don't understand, as you know, one of my favorite sayings, the rules of engagement. They don't understand how their taxes actually work. And I'm going to be a proponent for anybody who's contemplating or filing their returns, or if you haven't filed yet for 23, to go ahead and purchase one of those software programs and definitely start to learn and read what your taxes involve, what is available in, what deductions are there that used to be prominent that are no longer prominent. And one of them is one of the things we were talking about earlier, which is your home mortgage deduction, your interest rate. Right? Why is that no longer prominent? And the answer is because it's on your Schedule A, right? Which means that Schedule A says these are my personal deductions. And what is included on that? It can be your medical, it can be interest, right? It can be expenses for cars, it can be things that are not reimbursed. So there's a lot of different things, but do you know what they are? And if you don't know what they are, then I would implore you to go out and learn how that works so that you can start making financial decisions that can help to reduce your taxes. Most people don't comprehend how the tax system works. We'll start with that. Now, one of the things that happened during the Trump tax era that people seem to misinterpret is that they didn't get the ability to write off that mortgage interest to the extent that they did before. And now, why is that? Because when you had the prior system, prior to the Trump tax, you had a $6,000 personal exemption. That's what everybody got to take advantage of just for breathing, right? That's the ability to have $6,000 you don't pay tax on. If you're married, $12,000. Well, what happened is that number went up to $12,500, and then it consistently went up over the years so that as a married couple, you could have the first $24,000, $25,000 of income essentially be tax-free. Now, I'm going to tell you, you need to get with your tax accountant before you actually take any of this advice. This is just me sharing my thoughts so that you get a better understanding of this. So make sure you actually check with your tax advisor before you start doing anything. But you do need to learn how the tax system works. So what did that $25,000 do? It actually made it available as an exemption, even if you didn't have a mortgage. So if you were a renter, you now had more deductions that you wouldn't have had. So by default, there were some tax cuts you didn't have to endure, right? In other words, you'd pay less tax simply because you got greater exemption. And because more people are renters than are homeowners, it actually went out to more people. Is that a detriment to some people in the mortgage industry, right? Or some people who were actually financing the home? And the answer is of course, because there are people who had now limitations on how much they could write off, right? How much they could write off on their mortgage interest. So if that limitation, let's say for example, the exemption was a max of 10,000, but you're paying 15,000 in interest, you didn't get to write off the rest of it. It was already made up in the exemptions of 6,000 jumping to 12. So you still got some of that exemption, but it didn't pay out for everybody. So when people always say, and this is kind of an interesting play on terms financially, that we should tax the rich, I'm going to tell you the rich are already paying more. I think a lot of people already know that. But they pay more in different ways. And then they have exemptions they can take advantage of, usually through a business that you don't get as a consumer. Well, there's nothing today that prohibits any consumer from starting their own business. Do you know that today, because of the advent of the internet, almost anybody can start an affiliate marketing program, or they can start a coaching program if they're very good at one particular arena, right? They can start almost any different type of marketing program. Even your own Amazon store can be started today. Now, I'm not going to tell you to do that. I'm going to tell you I don't have all the wherewithal to do all of that myself. So I would encourage you, though, if you're interested in starting a business, almost anybody can start a business. We've got some of our clients who have actually gone into business because they've got the ability now to take advantage of some of the things they learned over their career. And they've started coaching practices, they're selling other products, they're doing different things that not only gives them the ability to create extra income, but maybe to be able to write off some expenses they wouldn't have been able to write off otherwise, right, as an employee. So it's important to understand that this is part of the tax structure. These are the rules of engagement, so to speak, right? People just don't comprehend that. And so as I said at the beginning of the segment, it's going to be important for you to understand the rules of engagement. And that's the reason why I do my own taxes, right? So I do them with the intent not only to take a handle of what I'm doing and what our family's doing, but also to learn the rules, right? Because the rules change year to year. It's interesting about the IRS is that the rules, if you go into the IRS.gov, you'll start to realize that there are rules that have changed. Sometimes there's as many as 1,000 different rules and regulations that may have changed from year to year. So you have to know that. Like one of the things I have in one of my quiz programs is at what age must you begin taking withdrawals from your 401k or your IRA? Again, at what age must you begin taking your withdrawals from your 401k or your IRA? Now, everybody knew it used to be 70 and a half. That's not the case anymore. So rather than me give you that answer, I'm going to implore you to go out, Google that, right? Get some information. Start to take the initiative to learn what the rules of engagement are. Now, the question is, why is that important? Because the government, when they start setting money into a 401k and IRA, says that all the interest that you earned over that period of time was tax deferred. You didn't have to pay tax on the growth. But when you start taking it out, that's when they get their money back, even though they don't invest, they have nothing to do with it, they don't choose your investments, they don't really contribute towards it. They just simply say, don't send us any tax on the amount that you contribute now, but instead send us the tax on all of the money when you start to take it out in retirement. Now, I want you to think about that just as an anomaly right there, right? So here's the question. Should I take out all of my money at one time, what would that do to my taxes? And how does that affect my Social Security? And what could that do to my Medicare? Because the government says I earned all that money the year I took it out. And that can be devastating. So that's part of the rules of engagement. And we can have complete conversations. And again, if you've got a 401k or an IRA and you've got questions about how you think your money should be managed, I encourage you to give us a call, participate in the show, 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. That's just an important component of people understanding how the tax system works, right? So we talked a little bit about how with your mortgage, you never are going to stop paying real estate taxes, even if you paid off that mortgage, because ownership of the house is really still technically yours and the government. And here's an interesting thing. Did you know that if you, as an owner, a person who lived in your house, sold that house, and you earned an excess of $250,000 as a single person on the appreciated value of that home, or more than $500,000 as a married couple, guess what? You have to pay taxes as capital gains on that real estate that you owned, right? So not only are you paying real estate taxes, but if you earn too much or make too much, or you hit it just right, or you lived in the house for a period of time and the appreciation was great, skyrocketed into value, and you were able to take some of that money, you still have to share that with the IRS. Same is true with your 401k, right? If you have some great growth and you take out money from your 401k during your retirement, you now have to pay tax on the earnings of your 401k, right? The same can be said with your IRA. Now, guess what? there are vehicles that you can use where you can pay tax at a known rate today, because we don't know what our tax rate's going to be 20 years from now, right? It could be 50% for all we know, right? Funding so many wars, the government needs our money. But we need to be in a position where we know what's going on. That's where something like a Roth IRA could be advantageous, because using a Roth IRA, you pay tax when you put the money in. You don't pay tax on the growth of the, and you don't pay tax when you take it out. That helps you create a tax-free income down retirement ways, and that's going to be an important consideration for you as you start to think about, how do I want to save? So for the young folks out there that have 25, 30 years, and they're thinking about saving for their accumulation retirement plan, right? They need to start thinking about maybe using a Roth IRA. And there's some other vehicles out there. Tax-free bonds is also how to use an insurance policy. We can talk about that in another segment. But a lot of different things that are out there for you, which means that if you don't have a plan of action, or you don't have somebody that you talk to that you consider to be your financial advisor, the odds are pretty good. You might be missing the boat, because what you don't know can hurt you. Again, let me repeat that. What you don't know can hurt you. It probably will hurt you. It could hurt yourself. It could hurt your family. So some interesting, you know, things to take into consideration as you think about growing your plans, your future, taking care of your family, making the moves in the right direction, right? So that's a little bit about the real estate. And we can have a whole segment. In fact, we are going to be inviting a realtor to come on, talk a little bit about our program. We'll be getting another person who focuses on just entirely on mortgages. We're going to be having guests on in the future, where you'll be able to call in, ask questions about specific topics, and we'll do entire shows just on specific topics. Because to be perfectly honest, what I'm giving you right now is kind of like a hodgepodge of multiple things that come into one person's life in a financial world, right? Whether it's credit card financing, right? Whether it's how you finance your dinner, right? It's how you take a look at financing your home, some of the tools that are out there when it comes to financing your home. And I did talk a little bit about this in our first episode, about how you could potentially incorporate a reverse mortgage if you're of the right age, if there's a right equity, if the circumstances fit, where maybe you can live like your house is paid for, except for, of course, your real estate taxes, insurance, and HOA. But you could live like your house is paid for, so that you can retire comfortably and still stay in your home. An important point for some people. Now, is it right for everybody? Of course not. But it's going to be right for some people. Same can be said about accumulation for retirement. Is a Roth IRA better than your 401k or a regular traditional IRA or SEP IRA? And the answer is, it's all predicated on where you are financially, right? The reason we titled this show From Diapers to It Depends is because almost everything you do in life starts when you're in diapers. That's true, right? And there's some financial planning that maybe your parents could do for you in advance while you're still in diapers. But what you do along the way is all predicated on where you go, where you grow, where your finances go, right? Where your job takes you. So if you said, is something good for my neighbor that's also good for me? The answer is always, it depends, right? Because your circumstances is so much different. Like, for example, can't go to a doctor and said, hey, I went to see my friend. He had this health issue. He took penicillin and all was great. I think I need penicillin. But yet your circumstances don't require penicillin. In fact, maybe in that case, penicillin might be detrimental to your life rather than supporting your life, because it's so much different. Well, in the financial world, guess what? That exists just as much. The ability to make the right decisions is predicated on where you are financially. And as I talked about at the beginning of this program, there is so much going on in the political arena that we don't even often get the chance to make the decisions. The government makes that for us. Now, I want you to think about that for just a minute. The government makes those decisions for us. Now, isn't that kind of like living in a communist or socialist economy or country, right? Where the government is making all the decisions, where these people, some of them who've never had a job outside of politics, who have never generated an income outside of politics, who have never created a job, who've never worked in a job, who don't understand the rules of engagement, and have all these luxury items or these like per diem expenses sent to them every single day, who get off holidays and weekends that we don't get because we're working, they're the ones making our decisions. But yet, we don't have the opportunity to kind of control what they do. So I would certainly really take a look at finding out who is the right person to represent we, the people of our communities, when we're casting our ballot. So again, I know this is always going to harken back to the fact that financial world, political world, your home ownership, how you buy your life insurance, your Medicare, your health insurance, all those things are entwined. They're all together. But yet so many people make the mistake of thinking that they should be done independently. Well, they're not. They should be done cohesively to work together in conjunction. And by the way, when you do that properly, you'll actually make more money, or you'll have more money because you made it work properly. There are so many different components to one's financial planning, to one's thinking outside the box, understanding the rules of engagement, right? So that's what we do for you. My name is Robert Goldsmith. And if you'd like to reach us, if you've got any questions, you don't have somebody in your life, I'm going to encourage you, go out to financial411.net. And tomorrow, next week, we will have our new toll-free phone number for you guys. But it's financial411.net. You can go to the Contact Us page on our website and click Contact Us, put in your name, your email address. We'll send you an email so that you can reach us, and we can have a conversation where we'll actually design a written financial plan for you and get a load of this for free. That's right. We'll do it for free. We'll find out where you are today. We'll talk about what kind of investment strategies you are employing, or if you're even employing any kind of investment strategy. And then we'll look at where you want to be, right? Like your GPS. We call it global positioning system. We call it goals. What else do we call it? Planning and solutions. There's my producer / better half over there telling me what I'm supposed to do. She's always doing that. So anyway, long story short, we want to plan. We want to be able to plan for you the ability to make the right decisions and to use the right tools and to understand what tools even exist. You know, an interesting comment that we had today was talking about the fact that your life insurance can be a tool and an asset, not just something that pays you when you die, which we're going to bring up in the next segment. So again, my name is Robert Goldsmith, and we are financial411.net. That's where you can find us on the web. And the name of our show is From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. And we are talking about your money here on the Tan Talk Radio Network, and we will be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul Molloy, host of Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show. I hope you'll join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, here on the Tan Talk Radio Network, where we strive to bring you the libertarian perspective on political events of the day. There's no show quite like Freedom Works, with in-depth interviews, our ultimate top 10 list, and so much more. So join us for Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Paul Porter, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning and Orlando Magic, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I hope you'll join me every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for my weekly show, The Home Team, heard right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network and Facebook Live, The Home Team with Paul Porter, talking Lightning, Bucks, Rays, USF, and a whole lot more. Your calls and prize giveaways. Join us this Saturday and every Saturday morning for The Home Team, 9 to 11, on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, you new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events? Stay tuned. Be Local Buzz with Devin takes you to these places, introduces you to the best businesses, and tells you about upcoming buzz. Preset your radio to Tan Talk 1340 AM or 106.1 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. That is the Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk 1340 AM and 106 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Robert Bobby Goldsmith, and this is From Diapers to It Depends, your Tan Talk Radio local money financial program. Welcome, Tampa Bay. Thank you for listening in, and we are happy to be here. Talk to a little bit more about how your money works. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of rules that once existed back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that have obviously changed today, right? Because so much has changed in the world. And one of the biggest problems that I see in the financial world, and especially having been in it for more than three decades, is consumers don't always have the ability to change on the fly, right? They lock themselves into programs that kind of leave them stuck into one particular place. Yet oftentimes there are ways you can make adjustments, but because they read the rules that are in the books, so to speak, or the rules that of their plan, they think they don't have the ability to get out. But oftentimes there are ways to kind of step sidestep that, so to speak, to get different things done for yourself and your family. And that's actually what we do. So there are some people who may have been locked into, let's say, an annuity for over a specific period of time, thinking they can't get out. Yet because of new programs that offer bonuses, we can give you the ability to make up for any cost you might have on the way out and help you grow it on the way in, and then take advantage of the new indices that exist out there, whether it's the Barclays or the JP Morgans or some of these other, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, so that you can maybe see your money grow a little bit sooner, a little bit safer, and a little bit faster. So what's the biggest challenge that we have today as we start getting into this political environment? And that is how to make our money safe, right? So a lot of us have still focused on growing money. Now, I will tell you that the younger generations have kind of shied away from that. We're going to have a whole conversation on that probably in the next couple of weeks, where the seniors, the baby boomers, the Generation Xers, if you will, they're still in the traditional format of growing their money through 401ks, IRAs, SEPs, right? Using those kind of vehicles, pension plans, if you're lucky to have one. Those are out there that exist. And yet they don't understand still how those work. So one of the things I've been focusing on is talking to people about their pensions. And who has a pension? Usually companies that offer unions, right? Like whether it's the drivers or the Teamsters, one of the biggest, they have pensions, right? Most of the time. The entertainment industry often has pensions. And if you're fortunate enough to have a pension where your employer contributed almost exclusively into a plan for your retirement, which is definitely a great incentive to work for a lifetime to some extent with some of these companies, is that you get a pension plan. But the pension plan has rules of engagement, what a surprise, on how the money can be received as an income, right? There's two phases to retirement planning, and whether it's your pension, 401k, IRA, etc., is the accumulation phase. That's the first half of the football game where you're growing your money. And then there's the distribution phase, or where you're receiving your money, and that's how you take your money out. Most people do not comprehend that you have to win both ends of that game, right? So for example, if you were the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm going to go, that was probably about 5 or 6 years ago, playing the New England Patriots, and you killed it in the first half, right? There is nobody who thought that Tom Brady was going to lose this Super Bowl. The way that he was losing it at the end of the first half is like, oh my God, New England's done. Nobody's betting on New England. Everybody lost so much money, particularly in Vegas. And then came the second half. And in the second half, things changed dramatically. And they got to a point where we had an overtime, and certainly Tom Brady pulled it out again for the New England Patriots during that particular year. Well, what I can tell you is this, is that when it comes to your retirement, you've got to learn not only how to win the first half, but how to make sure that that first half winning translates into income for a lifetime during your second half, right? The distribution phase. Most people miss that. And a lot of investment advisors focus on the growth of your money, how to make your money grow, but don't pay any attention to how to take the money out, right? And the way you take the money out, and I've said this 1,000 times and I'll say it 1,000 times more, it all can affect the other, right? So taking out too much money can affect your Medicare premiums. Taking out too much money can make your Social Security that was supposed to be tax-free, taxable. Now think about that for a minute. Did you know that when you are sending money to the government for Social Security, you're already paying tax on the money that you sent in? Now, when you take it out, if you have too much income in your retirement, and I'm going to actually stretch that and say too much taxable income in your retirement, you're actually going to end up paying more because you're going to pay additional tax on that Social Security you're receiving because you had too much money saved in your 401ks and IRAs. I know that sounds kind of a sacrilegious way. You mean I saved too much money, so I've got to pay more to Uncle Sam? And the answer is yes. That's the way the system works. But did you know there are workarounds? There is the opportunity to create an income that makes that Social Security tax-free. Now, again, that's something most people don't understand. Again, we harken back to the rules of engagement. And that's where I encourage you to reach out to us at financial411.net. Go to contact us, put in your information. Let us call you. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk a little bit about where you are, do your GPS, and get you from where you are to where you want to be in the most tax-advantaged, tax-favored marketplace. That's exactly what we do. And that's why we're here to share this information with you today, right? So, and we do that, by the way, for free. In other words, we'll design a written plan for you at no charge. We'll go over that plan with you on a Zoom call or a screenshot, or if you're local, we'll meet with you. But we work around the USA to assist everybody to create their own financial plan, right? That's kind of what understanding the rules of engagement is going to be important to you. So let me talk a little bit about now how we get to our financial rules of engagement. Okay, so that you can understand what's happening. Number one, it is important for you to consider that making decisions for your financial future shouldn't all fall on your shoulders. You have to be able to get advice to do it, right? So for example, if you're not a plumber, would you try to fix your sink or broken toilet bowl if you didn't know how it worked? The answer is probably not. Would you like to get advice and maybe do something? You can. And you know, the good news is that some of these things we can do by Googling it on getting a YouTube video, and sometimes it'll help us out. Other times it can be the most confusing because I may not be the best at crafting or at handyman work, right? I'm not bad, but let's be honest. There's gonna be times there are things that are just above my ability to create or fix or repair something that I don't have the skill set to do because it's not something I've done my entire life, right? Like I remember when we were actually installing fans, ceiling fans in our home. And if I was to put together the ceiling fan and then try to take down the existing light, replace it with the new one, connect the wires properly, make sure they're working, it would have probably taken me 1 hour to 2 hours for each particular fan. If you're doing 4, 5, 6 fans in your house, that's a long period of time. But we hired an individual who literally was able to, and that's because he does this all the time, he was able to do, I'm gonna say, about 6 or 7 fans in about, what, an hour, hour and a half? In 90 minutes. It would have taken me all day to do 1 or 2. He did them all in like 90 minutes. Why? Because it's what he does. This is what he does. He understands the rules of engagement, right? You need to understand the rules of engagement in something that's pretty darn important, and that's your financial future. Do you understand how your tax system works, how the Social Security system works, and by the way, how does Medicare work? We can have a whole discussion, a whole day on discussion, the ins and outs of Medicare, when you're eligible, special enrollment periods, the annual enrollment period, the difference between a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement, so many different rules, yet each time you make that decision, it involves money, M-O-N-E-Y. And if you have to pay extra in premiums, or whether you have to pay a higher deductible, whether you have to pay more co-pays, whether it costs you more predicated on the plan that you chose. And then there's the freedom to go to the doctor of your choice. Is your doctor that you want to go to in that plan? If you move from place to place, do you have to change your Medicare plan? You have to understand the rules of engagement. Did you know that it's done by zip code? I didn't say by state, I said by zip code. And so if you understand that somebody, let's say, for example, in Texas, that lives in the Dallas County would have a completely different plan than someone else living in Houston, right? Because it's not available there. The rules of engagement are changed. Well, having a financial advisor with the experience and the knowledge and the ability to think outside that proverbial box to share with you means and methods to help you grow your financial and your income, that's exactly what we do at Financial 411. So again, our website is financial411.net. Contact us page. And you know what? There's some great information out there. We talk about living trust. There's a video on whether a living trust is right for you. You may not even know what a living trust is. A lot of people think that a will is the best thing to do. Well, if you get the book called The Living Trust, which is available on Amazon, you can actually go out and learn some of the things in there that you may be missing and why having a living trust might be more advantageous than just a will. And one of the things that I learned from reading that book is that a will can be contested by almost anybody, right? And it's actually going to go to court, and a judge, it can go through probate, will make those decisions for you, right? The judge can make the decisions even if what you said in your will was what you wanted, right? So a will tells the court what you wish to happen, where a living trust might tell the court exactly what will happen, right? So there's wish versus will. They both start with W, both have four letters, but completely different meaning. So you need to understand, do you want to make sure that the assets that you accumulated over your lifetime go exactly where you want them to? Or do you want them to say, this is where I'd like them to go, but somebody else can fight for it? Can my gardener, who'd been my gardener for 30 years, say, hey, I'm entitled to portions of this house because I took care of it? I don't know. I'm not an attorney. But what if that was true? What if that was true so that you were in a position where, or they were in a position to take some of your assets from away from your family because, well, you weren't prepared properly? Understanding the rules of engagement. Your financial world is so much bigger than just earning a paycheck, paying your rent or your mortgage, you know, paying your car payment, your insurance, and just paying the bills. You know, a lot of people think that just because the bills are paid, that, you know, I've got some money left in my bank account, that, you know, I'm still earning a living, that I have a job, that somehow everything's okay. But they have no idea that just one incident, one major catastrophe, one losing a job, anything that could change the way your financial system works and blow it completely, you know, out of proportion. So it's important to work with somebody that you can certainly relate to. Now, I've been fortunate enough to spend a lot of years in this industry, and I've had so many people that have called me for something more than just what I do, right? For something more than just what I do. And so I want you to understand that you need to really think about, who do I know that has the answers to that question? So let me give you some food for thought. So I have a gentleman who we redid his financial plan, and we set him up so that he would have the best pension and he'd have the greatest assets. He used insurance as a tool, not as an expense. We were able to create more income from him. Well, later on down the road, he called me up and said, hey, Robert, I'd like to buy a new truck. Would it make sense for me to pull the money out of my 401k in order to go buy that truck? And the answer is, and I'm thinking most of you are thinking along with me, no, it's not. Because if you were to do that, you're going to pay tax on the entire amount that you took out that year. And if you do the entire amount, yes, you may not have a payment on your truck, but you're going to end up paying the IRS. So let's do this. You take out $50,000 to buy the truck. Now you got to pay tax on that $50,000. So now you're going to take out maybe another $8,000 to $10,000 more just to pay the tax. So you ended up paying closer to $60,000. Plus you have no earning potential on the money that you just took out. So that money is now gone. So you just lost the earning potential. You just have to pay tax on it. So you have to pay more money on it. Your tax on your Social Security, your Medicare could have gone up. All of that happens because you bought a truck by using the money from your retirement plan. Is there a better answer? The answer is, of course there is. So that's the reason why we try to encourage you to reach out to our organization so that we can assist you with making that happen for you so that you understand the best way to do that. So anyway, my name is Robert Bobby Goldsmith. We are From Diapers to It Depends, and on the Tan Talk Radio Network, and we're going to be broadcasting on Facebook Live as we progress throughout the seasons, and we're going to be giving you some insight and information, and we're going to encourage you to give us a call, talk about where you are with your financial plan, where you are in your financial lifetime. Do you have a college plan set aside for your kids? Do you have young kids? What's happening within that respect? How can you set your kids up for growth and success by planning for them today? That's an important consideration. You could actually do that. Most of us, those are in the baby boomers, the Generation X, didn't have parents with the ability to set aside, that vehicles weren't the same, the opportunities weren't the same. So knowing the rules of engagement certainly can change that. So what I would encourage you is that it's always good, you know, no matter what you have, no matter who you're speaking with, and if you have a financial advisor and you haven't reached the kind of goals that you had set forth for yourself, maybe it's time to get a second opinion, right? Because we can do the second opinion for free. If you've got a life insurance plan and you're not sure if it's going to get you to where you need to be, you're not going to be even sure if it's going to be an asset or an expense. You're not sure if you can dump money into this and avoid IRS. If you're not sure how that life insurance plan works, we can review that for you for free. And that's right. We'll take the time, go over it, go over your situation and see if it's the right amount of coverage. See if you're paying too much or maybe you're not paying enough and it's not going to carry you to the direction you need to be towards your lifetime. And it's not going to have an impact on your retirement plan because life insurance can actually have an impact on your retirement. We're going to talk about that next week's segment the entire time. So we've got so much of that that can be covered there. So remember that get a second opinion. You've got an old annuity and maybe it's not performing for you. Well, why stay with it, right? You don't want to, like, for example, put money into a bag that's got a hole in it and keep putting money into it. Let's find out if you've got that right plan. Today, there are also income plans that can pay you greater income. Actually, you can create an increasing income in retirement. Most people, once they retire, they get a set income and it never changes. It stays the same. But inflation continues to erode the value that that money was providing you. Therefore, the lifestyle changes because you didn't prepare for it properly. That's something that we want to talk about. We want to sit down with you and kind of go over that. Again, financial411.net, contact us page, and let's help you get back on the road to retirement. My name is Robert Bobby Goldsmith. We are From Diapers to It Depends on the Tan Talk Radio Network. And get ready now, coming up after the break, the Paul Molloy Show, as he talks to you more about what's happening in America today. Over and out. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next week on From Diapers to It Depends.